The Chukchi Sea should be almost fully covered in sea ice by now. Instead, it's mostly open water. Brian Bretschneider with our Ask a Climatologist segment says the ice coverage right now in the Chukchi is typical for mid-October, not late November.
Normally by this date, it's 88% covered in ice. This year, it's only 46% covered in ice, and that is dramatically lower than even the second lowest year, which would be 2014. So very, very low ice coverage for this region. Unprecedented.
And a record low by a wide margin.
By a very wide margin. Now, I should say that we're talking the satellite era, which would be 1979 through present. But it's fair to assume we have historical data that goes out even to the late 1800s. It's not as complete, obviously, as the satellite era. But there's really nothing even in that data set that comes close to where the sea ice is for 2017 through the end of November.
What does that mean for weather in Alaska?
Well, this area is really important all the Arctic is very important, but because it's adjacent to Alaska and because it's the direction of the prevailing flow through much of the winter, it's really important because that area, when it's open water, it's about 30 degrees and it's providing a lot of warmth to the atmosphere. When it's covered in ice, that warmth is locked in underneath it. And so if you have a flow of air that's moving from, say, the northwest, as it's crossing over that water, it's going to become a lot warmer. If it's locked in ice, it's going to be a lot colder. It's also going to be picking up more moisture as it's moving over the open water. So there's a lot of kind of local near-term weather impacts from having that open water.
Is there any ice near Uktiagvik?
Looking at the Geophysical Institute Sea Ice webcam, at least this morning, there was no ice. There's been a little bit of ice here and there at the very, very near shore. But basically, there's no ice there up at Uktiagvik. And talking with Rick Toman from the Fairbanks National Weather Service office, he's indicated that in the last number of decades, the latest that it's taken for the ice to fill in there is mid-November. So at least, you know, for the last 30, 40, and probably more years than that, this is the latest it's ever taken to fill in the ice there in the nearshore areas.
Brian Bretschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.